SystemSupply.com.
Sarah Palin calls the Tea Party, yes, the voice of reason. The Giants are stoked and beyond as they rally to beat the Braves. Now they meet the Phillies in the National League Championship Series. That's all part of Sports Shorts. And how about those rescue crews, rather? They're pretty confident at the Chilean mine. They'll be able to get out all of the 33 workers. I think this is the feel-good story of the week once that happens. Fingers crossed. That's amazing how long the workers have survived underground. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show is America Tonight. Here we are at the crossroads of yet another week at the top of October. Time is ticking toward the end of the year, and right before the end of the year, of course, there's midterm elections on November 2nd. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, furious, a Tea Partier, or whatever you dub yourself. Your opinion is welcome on this show because we talk about it all. Conversation, the water cooler buzz kind, at 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Right out of the gate, I want to tell you that we have a terrific, terrific group of guests coming up in the next 20 minutes here on the show. I can only imagine, I mean, in fact, I can't really even imagine what it would be like to be sitting in a prison cell knowing you're innocent. Knowing you're innocent, but you're a victim of, you didn't have a lot of money. So you couldn't buy the right kind of justice, and you were accused of murder. Then the next thing you know, you were sentenced for capital murder. You could have gotten the death penalty. You didn't, but you did rot away in a prison cell for 13 years before finally being exonerated. That's exactly what happened to Chris Scott. We're going to hear about his story and 11 other men. There's a great, great and moving book that's out called Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. You got me. How do you hold on to hope through all of that? But that's coming up in the next 20 minutes here on the show. Before we get to that, though, let's jump right into, I think, honestly, the feel-good story maybe of the last couple of weeks. You can only pretend if you close your eyes and just think about not really being able to see just a little bit of light. Imagine having that, being in that condition underground for 2 months. 2 months. And getting little supplies eventually here and there, like a little more light. But no question about it, you haven't been able to see very much all that time. And of course, you're the victim of, as I said, being trapped in that Chilean mine. Now, you're maybe hours away from being able to be out in the light and your freedom all over again. So one by one is how they're going to start to pull them out of the San Jose mine. You're going with, of course, the people they can get out that are maybe a little bit better fit, I guess, than some of the weaker guys, and pulling them out of the earth. Whew. And, man, this has been going on for, like I said, 60 days underground. You had the escape shaft that's had to be reinforced. And with all the men, the idea was you've got this sliding rescue kind of chamber where you could pull them out of the dust and the ruins, I guess is the best way to describe it. But this should be happening and should be in place by late Tuesday to start pulling the guys out. And think of those families. Think of those families that'll be waiting to see and hear from their brother, their son, their husband, their boyfriend that were simply trapped underneath the earth for all of that time. I mean, I can barely put it into words. It's very difficult to figure out how to describe what that would be like. It'd be like, I guess I know what it would be like. It'd be like being buried alive, and you see just a little bit of flicker of light, and then suddenly you get a little more light, and then after a long period of time, day after day after day after day, you somehow get through it without hypertension or many of the other things that you could get, the respiratory infections. You just fight them off, and then next thing you know, you take this 20-30 minute ride 2,000 feet up to the surface, and that's it. You've made it somehow. You've made it out of one of the worst situations you could possibly ever be in. Because often when we come on the show and we talk about mining disasters, what is the end result? How many men are trapped? How many men could have possibly survived? And how many men, frankly, were buried alive? And usually it's more, almost everyone was buried alive. In this case, so many, 33, surviving this and being able to now finally be reunited with their family. How you survive for 68-70 days underground in this shaft, I mean, that's absolutely bewildering, to say the least. So, can you imagine? I'm thinking movies, books. What kind of possible job offers do you think somebody that suffered this fate would await them once they came to the surface? Probably a few of the things I just said, most likely. All right, I've been talking about this a lot because I know there are certainly many people listening to this show. We have all ends of the spectrum, 20-somethings to 60-somethings. And some of you have called to talk about the fact that, yeah, you certainly rely on the Social Security check to come every month. What do you do when the check is not increased due to, you know, the life increases that you have, the inflation increases? So you got to cut back on things. I'm just thinking smokers. If anyone's a smoker, they're going to have to cut out the cigarettes. There's a bunch of money you would save then. The government hasn't officially announced, but this is going to happen, I'm told, later this week, that 58 million Social Security recipients will go through yet another year without that increase in the monthly benefits. And we've said this already, but 75 is when automatically anybody who got Social Security checks would get the adjustment for the inflation. That's when they started to readjust it. So last year or this year is the first year they haven't gotten that increase. And now we go to another year where you won't get the increase. And you think about this. How much has food gone up? Look at your food bill lately. Are you shopping where you have to bring your own bags, bring your own cartons, trying to figure out a way to cut back? Yeah, I think more people are doing that. Food has gone through the ceiling. And then utility costs have certainly gone up. And, I mean, just think of what your own bills are. And imagine that on a fixed income. And maybe you saved money and maybe you worked hard, but still part of what you need to live on is that Social Security. So many people fall into that category. And what do? You live in a retirement community. So you might get a pension or something else, but I'm assuming that a lot of these seniors are going to have to really tighten their belts. All right, we're not doing that. We're just letting loose as we kick the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fabulous Monday, swinging into Tuesday and the rest of the week. You know, that's the thing. The calendar keeps on flipping, so if you have a lousy day, there's always tomorrow. What was that trite little girl song from Annie? The sun will come up tomorrow. Well, that's the truth, isn't it? Unless you're like one of us who fall into the vampire category. Maybe you're not seeing a whole lot of daylight if you're doing that third shift kind of thing, but welcome to this show. And a big shout out to all of the people who work at the Georgetown plant in Kentucky. I know that many of you have tried to get through to call the show, but I understand you're getting a lot of overtime hours. So that's a good thing. Overtime, when you have so many people that are underemployed or can't find jobs, that's when you grin and bear it and think, I can squirrel some of this money away, even if I'm a little bit tired. All right, we talked about two dramatically different things when we crack things open. And one was, I think, the story of the last couple of weeks, maybe months, the fact that living underground for 68 days with no food, very little light, then finally getting a few things here and there, and surviving that and coming up now back to Earth from being underground would have to be just the most, just really the craziest sensation, one of them that I could possibly think of. I mean, the light alone smashing into your face after you've been living like a worm buried so far down into the terra firma. and getting the green light and realizing as things move along that, geez, this is getting closer, and finally I'm going to get out of here. You know what's interesting about minors, too? They love what they do, and there's, you'll have accidents. Buddies will get hurt. Buddies will die, and yet they keep going back to the same thing. So I'm wondering, in Chile, if you, these 33 men who were trapped for such a long period in a very tight quarters and surviving that, once they come up, will they want to go back down again? Or will this be one of those circumstances where, okay, now I know what it's like to be buried alive, done that, been there, got the decent paycheck, but I think I've got to move on to something else. I'm thinking you might see a few of the people that were part of being trapped in the mine walk away from it, realizing, huh, I don't like the end game here if I get unlucky. I don't like what could possibly happen maybe the next time around, or I don't even want to be in a situation where I could possibly find myself trying desperately to get air, trying to get light, all that sort of stuff. All right, so let's move on to a couple of other quick things here and what I would call the mosh pit. So much is going on our own soil and elsewhere, things that I think are worthy of attention here on America Tonight that we're going to smack them out there for you as fast as we can rattle them off. Okay, here's one for you, and it has to do with a tropical storm yet again. Tropical storm, will it turn into a hurricane? Will it make its way to the United States? So remember Paula. Paula is now in the Caribbean, still a ways away from the United States. Wind gusts, rather, are up to 85 miles an hour at this point. So the official forecast has that storm pretty much kicking back in the West Caribbean over the next 5 days, but its track could vary. It could move south, could take the storm over Cuba, the Bahamas, or, even southern Florida. But right now, packing the punch, and you've got warnings for those of you who travel to Cancun and Cozumel. Check the forecasts. Don't know what's going to happen in those resorts. You got heavy, heavy rain that's coming the way of Central America and Mexico, and that means Honduras, Nicaragua, Belize, and the Mexican Yucatan Peninsula. A lot of people take cruise ships or go over and spend 5 days in an all-inclusive resort. And this is a very popular time to do it, right before the holidays, burning up extra vacation days or maybe using up a free trip that you got. Because a lot of, let's face it, if you're in sales, there's a lot of incentives, and a lot of the incentives are based around travel. And a lot of that also happens to be in the Caribbean somewhere, or in Cozumel or Cancun, very, very popular area. All right, this is another big one that I would throw into the mosh pit, the scary thing. These explosives that were found in a New York cemetery. Did you hear this story? If you didn't, I don't know why you would ever mess with the dead. There's something very sacred that you don't, I think, really ever want to do. 8 sticks of military-grade explosives were found at the New York City Marble Cemetery. It's in the East Village of Manhattan. They were dug up in June by a groundskeeper over a year ago and laid aside. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is saying they found a bag of it over the weekend. The explosives weren't set up to explode, to detonate. They weren't wired. Each stick is about 1.25 pounds. It's definitely something that could blow you sky high, though. It's a powerful explosive like C4, and it would cause a lot of damage. So what they did is they took it, or they're taking it, to a police firing range. The bomb squad's doing that. Like I said, what's the worst job in the world you can ever imagine? If you were thinking bomb squad, give yourself a pat on the back. How they do this for a living, boy, is beyond me. But that's a huge story. They find this explosives. They're sitting there in the cemetery. Ultimately, what was the end game going to be for the cemetery? I think of all the possibilities of all the things you can do, like I mentioned, that's one thing I would not want to mess with. Absolutely. In the meantime, the president wasn't worried about cemeteries in New York. Instead, he was worried about infrastructure. In fact, once again, pushing the bipartisan rallying cry for an infrastructure upgrade. And we're talking about the $50 billion plan to upgrade our infrastructure that we need to have construction jobs. We need to keep the nation competitive. And we're talking, of course, trains, planes, and really automobiles, if you look at it that way. The idea is it's a 6-year development plan that can roll out now, do the work now, get the workers there. And remember, we first heard about this maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. This time, it's uncertain if they can overcome the partisan divide in Congress. And gee, you wonder why. Especially after an election expected to really pull away Democratic majorities in both chambers, or even return Republicans control if that should happen. And the main campaign theme for Republicans is what? Excessive government spending, and the unemployment rate well above 9%, almost 10%, and the stimulus, $787 billion economic stimulus that passed last year and really hasn't brought the kind of jobs that it was proposed and was said that it would bring by jumping on board the stimulus and some of the other economic benefits. So Obama and the Democrats say the stimulus bill, though, prevented the recession that began in the previous administration, which would be Bush, from worsening to a full economic depression. And that's what people seem to be missing. The $48 billion in stimulus funds for the transportation section would fund maybe roughly 14,000 projects. Oof. And employ thousands of people. Of course, that makes sense. But these would be, for the most part, temporary jobs. So a study that they did by the Department of Treasury and the Council of Economic Advisors really showed a majority of infrastructure-related jobs would come in the construction field, followed by manufacturing and, of course, retail. But I don't know about this bipartisan cooperation because of the talk that's been ratcheted up on both sides as we get closer to the election. I'm going to say it's going to be tough to find a friend across the aisle with a big R stamped on them. Return to sender is more likely what the Democrats would get. All right, you don't want to miss this. I mean, this is phenomenal, powerful conversations with three people. Two, a mother and daughter who wrote a book about 12 men, wrongly accused of various crimes and sitting in jail and doing massive amount of time before they're exonerated. That's next on ATN.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Genesis. Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Locked up for a murder you didn't commit. I can't even fathom it. As much as I could stretch my mind, I can't even do it. That's exactly what happened to Chris Scott. He's one of 12 men exonerated, thank goodness, for various crimes featured in a powerful, I mean powerful, new book written by Peyton Budd and her mother Dorothy Budd called Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. And they join us right now, here and now, on America Tonight. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Let's start with you, Chris. As I said, I thought about this today for a long time. And, you know, it's like when you're kids and somebody accuses you of something and you jump up and down and say, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. I can't imagine, though, at a much different level what it was like, first of all, when it happened. Take us back to that moment when you were charged with a crime and went through the court system. Did you think that, no, certainly they're going to find out that I'm innocent? Did you truly believe that you were going to end up in prison for 12 years?
Well, no, I didn't. It was kind of like a trying experience for me going through that type of drama. Like you say, when they first picked me up for it, you know, I thought maybe being there a few days and they'll get everything, you know, corrected or whatever. But apparently they didn't get it corrected, and I spent 13 years in prison for something I didn't do.
Wow. What What got you through those days and years?
Well, it was basically my faith, the hope I had in God, and just kept praying and you know, just coming out trying to, you know, get back and counter with the woman that I loved that I lost while I was in prison. You know, they just kept me fighting and just made me hold on even stronger, the love that I had for the lady that I was in love with.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to come back to your story in a second, Chris, but let's go to Dorothy. And Dorothy, you and your daughter Peyton put this, like I said, just an incredibly powerful book together with an amazing message, I think, certainly after you read these stories and how terrifically sad it is. But then, of course, at least they're exonerated in the end. What drove you and Peyton, to put this together? What sent you to this position?
I was a prosecutor in the Dallas County District Attorney's Office back during the years that a number of these convictions happened. So I worked in the prosecutor's office back in the time before there was DNA, before we knew quite as much about how, you know, blind lineups ought to be conducted, about, you know, some of the dangers of the potential of misidentification through cross-racial identifications, those kind of things. So to tell you the truth, whenever I'd see in the paper that there was an exoneration, I always looked to make sure it wasn't one of my cases, which thankfully it never has been, but I think that sensitized me to the issue. And then I just started thinking about these men and their stories, and I just kept thinking, how could you come out of, you know, a couple of these men served over 25 years for crimes they didn't commit. Chris, that's on the line with us, you know, was accused of capital murder. If he'd gotten, you know, the death penalty instead of a life sentence, he would probably have been put to death before, you know, the evidence could come to light to prove him innocent. And I just started thinking, how do you come out of that and not just be eaten up with guilt? So I went to Attorney Craig Watkins, who's the district attorney in Dallas now, and asked him if he could bring those men together and I could talk to him. And I'm not a writer, but my daughter Peyton is, so we began the process of interviewing them and trying to learn their stories.
Yeah, Peyton, you are an award-winning writer, so you get this opportunity with your mom to hook up with her to interview not just Chris but 11 others and hear their stories. Boy, it had to be exhausting, and it had to be a little gut-wrenching, I think, for you, because as much as it's great that they're exonerated and Chris can attest to that, it's still that's a long time. What did you, day after day, what did you walk away from after you talked to everybody?
You know, it was really hard, and after we go through some of these interviews, it might be four and a half hours long, you were exhausted after that. It was like we've kind of been through a little bit of this experience with these guys, and even just doing that, you know, it's just exhausting. And I think really what got me through was once I met these men, I realized that their stories needed to be shared with the world. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I realized that I was the one who was going to share these stories, and I was who was responsible for putting them, you know, in a beautiful way that people could relate to. And so that's kind of what got me through, was just knowing that I had to do it once I had met these guys.
Yeah. What's been the reaction for you, Peyton, from people that you know in seeing the book?
You know, I have a great support system and a lot of people who, you know, everyone that's seen the book so far has come back with great reactions, and that just feels really, really good to me. And honestly, the most rewarding part of this whole thing was when we finally shared the end product with the men, these exonerees, and they were happy with it. That was really, you know, my ultimate moment in this whole thing.
Yeah, I can certainly see that, absolutely. Dorothy, you talked about this as being a former child sex crimes prosecutor, worried that somebody would be exonerated, and it was somebody that you were involved with, somebody that you had prosecuted. When you look back at the work you and Peyton have done and the interviews and pulling this together, do you think that there may be many more people out there who slipped through the cracks, who are sitting in jail, who are innocent and maybe sitting there on capital murder?
I mean, that's certainly what these men tell us, and I think it's what statistics tell us. It's sort of a fluke that there have been so many exonerees in Dallas. admittedly, we had very gung-ho prosecutors and, you know, proactive police and that back in the days when this was happening, and I'm sure it still happens. But I think that could be said about many, many places. In Dallas, we had a combination of just luck that they had a big evidence locker, and they saved a lot of this evidence. So it could be retested years later when the science developed. And, you know, really, it's only, you know, rape cases that have DNA. Chris Scott's case was the first non-DNA exoneration in the country. You know, those, somebody, the actual perpetrator has to come forward and confess. But, you know, there's no reason to think that it's only rapes and murders that they're false convictions in. I'm sure it happens in robberies, burglaries, everything else, but there's never going to be any scientific evidence to prove someone's innocence.
Yeah, what do you hope that people who read the book get out of this?
You know, this book is certainly about issues of justice, but more than that, I think this is a book that, you know, everyone can learn something from, because what I really didn't expect was I expected to hear stories about flaws in the justice system, and I expected to hear stories about, you know, overcoming. I just didn't expect the varied strengths these men found in these incredibly trying situations. So what I think you can get out of this book, besides just that there are great stories full of twists and turns that will surprise you, is that, you know, everybody's life hits places where they feel like they can't go on, where they're stuck, where they're trapped, where they feel imprisoned by their circumstances. And these 12 men, each of them in their own way, found a way to be in one of the most difficult, confining places you could possibly be in life and still come to a spot where they found strengths inside themselves to move forward and overcome some of those challenges. So it's inspiring.
Yeah. Chris, when you were, you know, all those days, all those moments that you were passing and you said, you know, you believed in God and you kept thinking that would get you through, and then the woman you loved, you were thinking about her as well. Did you feel like the other people around you believed you? Did you feel like you, did you hold on to the hope that the people at least closest to you believed, look, Chris is innocent and we know it, and we hope one day that he gets out because this is wrong? Did you get that support from people?
Yes, you know, my mom, my brothers and sisters, especially my kids, because when I went to prison, they were so young, and they couldn't understand why that this happened to me. So they had brought them down there to see me, and I had to explain to them that, you know, what you may hear or see on TV is not true, that your father's not this type of person, that I never, you know, ever try to hurt anybody that's not trying to hurt me first. And, you know, once I felt like my kids really believed me as them being so young and accepting it, and my mom and brothers and sisters accepted it too, you know, that was enough encouragement and strength to feed off of right there and just keep making me want to, kept making me want to prove my innocence.
Yeah, did you feel like when you were in prison, like obviously now you've met the 11 others, but did you feel as though you've met other people when you were incarcerated that probably are in the same situation as you, and you believe them when they tell you, look, I didn't do this? Do you think there are others, like the question I asked, that are locked away innocent, and they're innocent?
Oh, yes, you know, hundreds, maybe even thousands, you know, that's in a position like me, because, you know, when you're in there for something you didn't do, you know, it's like a darkness, you know, just like a dark cloud is just over you until, you know, you finally try to get some help and let some sunshine shine in. But, yes, I'm quite sure it's hundreds, maybe thousands of other people in prison right now that was wrongly convicted like me.
Do you remember when you were exonerated, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, man, it was like being reborn again. It's like your whole life had just started over because I had lost so much time in prison to get out. It was a very beautiful, glorious day. And that's something I would cherish for the rest of my life, that first day of me getting out, seeing all my family, my friends, and everybody that was in the neighborhood that knew we was, you know, innocent, to be there and show support when they had did something they did wrong and made it right.
Yeah. All right, hang through, everybody. We're going to continue this incredible conversation. As I said, I can't imagine being locked up and knowing that you're innocent. We're going to talk more about this story with Peyton and Dorothy Budd and, of course, Chris Scott as well. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
And we're back talking about something that's, I mean, just absolutely incredible in my mind when I think of, and I've already said this, but the thought of being locked up and knowing you didn't do something and trying to get somebody to listen to you and just holding on to the hope that you would be able to get out. That's what happened to Chris Scott, who was convicted of capital murder. He spent really 13 years, I said 12, but really 13 in jail for a murder he didn't commit. And now his story is being told thanks to Dorothy and Peyton Budd. They put together a terrific, terrific book that I've mentioned now a couple of times, and it's called Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. And they join us for more on this conversation. You know, Kristen, we were talking about just there when you got out what it was like, and you'll always cherish that memory. People listening to you are going to want to know what happened to the woman who you held on to in your heart while you were there in prison. What happened when you got out?
Well, like I say, when I entered the court building and seen that beautiful smile of hers, it kind of made my day right there, knowing that I was free, knowing that she knew I was innocent the whole time. It's just something I felt like I wanted to prove to me and to her that I was innocent. I mean, after the thing was over, we had a nice time. We went out to dinner. We got kind of like reacquainted with each other. I got to meet her daughter because she had a kid while I was in prison, which the baby father was here too. So, you know, it was good. I mean, we still remain friends. We still remain friends. And, you know, I still love Brandy. And that's why I say hope and faith played a good role in this, because one day I hope that, you know, we can rekindle our romance that we had, mm-hmm. because I feel like it was a romance, a love story that really came true.
Yeah. Boy, well, we've got our fingers crossed for you for sure. The other 11 who are part of the book, Chris, do you ever get together with them? Have you spent any time with them other than, of course, when you were all maybe at various times being interviewed by Dorothy or Peyton or for the photo shoots or when you did the Larry King thing? Do you talk to any of them now that you're all on the outside?
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of like keep in contact with each other basically 4 or 5 times out of a week, you know, because we want to hear about what's going on in their life. We want to hear if they're having problems or if they're struggling or whatever, you know, things, whatever direction they're going in, we try to be there for one another. And also, every fourth Saturday of the month, we have the exoneration meeting where all exonerees from Dallas get together and, you know, just converse about things that we got going on, like bills we trying to get passed in the legislature, and just talking about various crimes that we all have been through and how we can help other people in the situation that we was in.
What was, you know, we were talking about how being free was incredible and that moment was and the whole exoneration, but what was the toughest thing as you try to come back into society after being away from everybody other than visits and whatnot for 13 years? I mean, just even, I'm just thinking of pop culture and movies and everything else. You have a lot of catching up to do. So
yeah.
what was the toughest thing? Is that it, that time has moved forward?
Yeah, just so many different things has changed. See, when I was out, we still had VCRs, DVDs. I had like a Motorola phone. Now you have, what, 10, 15, 20 types of different phones in a credit card, how you put the credit card in for your gas. They didn't have none of that when I was out. It was just raise the handle and pump your gas in the car. So, you know, that was basically it.
Yeah, no kidding.
In the highways, everybody drives so fast. I was kind of like scared to drive on the highway at first because the speed limit had changed so much. So I had stopped driving for a minute until I kind of like got, you know, the feel of driving again and the speed limit, you know. But other than that, my transition was pretty good.
Good for you. Dorothy, when you listen to Chris's story, and I asked you this question, and I asked Chris this too, you heard we were discussing, are there other men who are innocent that are incarcerated right now? Where do you think the justice system is failing? What would, as somebody who knows the justice system, what do you think should be done differently?
You know, that is a really interesting question, and I think these cases show that it doesn't happen in any one way. Some of these cases are genuine misidentification cases. Some of these were bungled lineups. You know, there are all different ways that it can fail, and it seems like what happens is, you know, somebody gets targeted, and I don't mean targeted in a bad way, but becomes a suspect in a crime, and in these cases, you know, it just kind of snowballs, and one mistake's made after another, and it's not necessarily that anybody has any ill intent, but it is that it's a system that sometimes makes some assumptions, and, you know, it's easy to be found guilty, you know, sometimes when you're not. And so I think that what it is not so much that you're ever going to have a perfect justice system, but that it's really important that there are some ways for people who do get falsely convicted to have their pleas heard, things like having the integrity unit and, you know, that Craig Watkins set up in Dallas, or things like having, you know, an innocence project. I mean, many of these men describe writing, you know, hundreds and thousands of letters before they found one person who would look into their innocence. You know, Chris, one thing that was so amazing about his story is he went in and he said he was determined not to get in any trouble. He said the whole time he was there, he got in trouble one time for smoking a cigarette. And other than that, he never got in trouble in prison, never smoked a cigarette again, because he was so determined he was going to get out and get back to the woman he loved. But, you know, when he went into this jailhouse lawyer, he said, well, you know, can't you do something? Can't you do a DNA test? And the jailhouse lawyer said, well, this is a murder case. There isn't any DNA. You're never going to get out. Your odds are 1 in a million that you'll ever get out. And somehow he found the strength and courage to hold on to that. In fact, I'm looking at his arm right now. He's got a big tattoo that he tattooed on him, had tattooed in prison after that lawyer said that. And he wrote, against all odds, because he was determined he was going to be the one in a million to get out. And that's just an amazing story of hope. And right there, if there can be people with that much hope in the face of that, I think the justice system has to at least be willing to look and give them a chance to be heard on the chance that they really are innocent, because nobody is served by having someone who's innocent in prison, because this is a capital murder case. If Chris is in there when he didn't do it, then the man who did do it is out on the streets.
Yeah, boy, that's the other side of that, absolutely. Peyton, I asked your mom this, but in looking at the book, and as I keep describing it, so powerful, it just makes you tear up, really, when you start to read everybody's story. What do you hope people get from reading the book? What do you hope somebody might pull out of seeing your work?
Yeah, you know, these men have genuinely changed me in the way that I look at the world. And I think the way they did that is just that they don't take anything for granted. You know, they've been taken and hidden away from the world. And now that they've entered society, they're not going to take one moment that they have for granted. They really appreciate every second that they have. And that's something that I think that everyone can look at and try and do. So I think that's really something that people can take away.
Yeah. What do you do for a follow-up to this? Do you and your mom do, I mean, there's got to be hundreds of other stories that we don't know about, even in other states across, this is a national show, and I'm sure there are many other prisons where there are men sitting there right now, maybe even women, who haven't done what they're serving the time for. What would you like to do in the future? Anything more along these lines?
You know, it really is a challenging question, because we're just seeing from, you know, the interaction that we're getting on, you know, the book's website, on Tested's website, and, you know, on some of the blogs from the Larry King Show, that, you know, people are just crying out. You know, family members are saying, I have family members in prison who have had their, you know, either been denied to even get DNA testing, or they've had DNA testing, it's come back and proven they're innocent, and I'm still tangled up in the legal system, we can't get them out. You know, these are 12 men in this book. In Dallas County alone, there have been 25 exonerees, so there are many stories to be told. And one thing that I really learned from this is that every one of these guys has an amazing story to tell and to be heard. You know, who knows if we'll ever do it again, but there are certainly more things to be said and learned from these men and women.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Chris, you get the last word on this one. The best, hands down, you've described it to us, but the best thing that's happening now since you've gotten out? I mean, are you eating great food? Are you hanging out with a lot of fun people? What is the best thing in your daily life right now?
My daily life is really just dealing with Peyton and Dory Budd. They've made such an inspiration in all of our lives because of the book and the togetherness they have formed with all of us and them. Like, you know, we didn't know them from Adam and Eve, and they came in and brought us in and embraced us with a whole lot of love and kindness. And, you know, being around them just made me a much, much better person. And like we say, we kind of communicate every day, you know, 2-3 times through the day, because we have a lot of things going on right now, trying to meet appointments. And just being around them motivates me to just keep on moving.
All right, terrific story. Check it out, testedthebook.com. Thanks, guys. That was terrific.